God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. In our gospel reading for today, we heard a particular verse, which is extremely popular. A verse you may have even memorized. From the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So this verse was once considered by many the gospel in a nutshell. And it is a beautiful verse demonstrating God's love for all people and that Jesus dies on the cross for the forgiveness of the sins of all humanity, no exception. Your sins are forgiven, whether you believe it or not. This is especially true as we consider the next verse, verse 17. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. So notice the emphasis. God did not send Jesus to condemn humanity. God does not want to condemn humanity, but instead saves humanity. See, God doesn't want to let sin get in the way. So Jesus dies on the cross to remove sin so that we can be in a loving relationship with God. We just need to believe and trust in what Jesus has accomplished for us, his death on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. So, God is not the enemy. Instead, God sends his Son to be the Savior. And the reason I need to teach this and put a strong emphasis that God is not the enemy because we still live in a world where many people think God is the enemy. And the reason why they think that God is the enemy is because God points out sin. Well, to be fair, sin is opposed to God. So, God punishes sin. And we see God's wrath being poured out for the sins of the whole world when Jesus pays the price for all our sins on the cross. So yes, God doesn't like sin. And that's why God sent his only Son to die on the cross to take away the punishment of your sin and my sin. But here's where the problem comes in. When we see ourselves sinning, and to be honest, we do sin gladly. And now when we start thinking that God's wrath and judgment are attached to that sin, we start getting a little worried because you're like, I did that sin. So let's continue with the Gospel of John and find out what Jesus has to say about all this, because Jesus has forgiven you your sin, and you are truly loved and cherished by God. Let's go to verse 19. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. Now, here again is where the problem comes in. Our works are evil, but yet they're still our works. Are we so attached to the evil because we've done them? And now all of a sudden we start feeling a little uncomfortable because that word judgment appears. We understand that Jesus is the light. Amen. We also understand that our sin, our evil deeds, are darkness. And now we have to struggle with this word judgment. And this is where we start getting worried. And notice that this verse says the people love the darkness rather than light because their works were evil. And when it comes down to it, when we commit sin, we usually commit sin because we think this is a good idea or we can get away with it. We have an attachment to this sin. And then we start feeling guilty. We start fearing God's wrath. But God doesn't want you to live in that fear. Instead, Jesus was sent to appease God's wrath. So let's find out how God handles this. Verse 21. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. Now, this verse may be a little confusing at first, especially since Jesus already declared our sins were evil. And then Jesus says, whoever does what is true comes into the light. There's a phrase in today's world that may help us understand, so I'm going to kind of bring this cliche in. It goes like this: the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Hang on to that cliche for a moment. God knows all our best intentions are still evil. And let me bring this up from the prophet Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6, who wrote, we have all become like one who is unclean. All our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. So in this simple verse from Isaiah, you get the idea that all our best intentions are still polluted. And you also get the idea that, like a leaf, our iniquities kind of consume us and take us away, like loving that darkness that Jesus spoke about. So if this is the case, how do we come into the light? Notice what Jesus said. Do we love that darkness rather than the light? So, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Who is the enemy? And who is the friend? God is not the enemy. So sin is the evil, and sin is the enemy. And it is true that many have loved their sins. Keep in mind, we wouldn't have sinned if we didn't want to sin. You may try to say, the devil made me do it, but the reality is, I did it myself. So many people have sinned, but many also have confessed those sins. And so now let's take a look at this cliche. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. And now let's look at it from God's point of view. You are not the enemy. Sin is the enemy. So God accuses your sin, not you. And if you accuse your sins too, then the enemy of my enemy becomes my friend. You must hate your own work and love the work of God in you. And when your own deeds begin to displease you, that is when your godly good works begin, as you begin to find fault with your evil works. The beginning of good works is the confession of evil works. And then you do the truth and come to the light. How do you do the truth? This is how you begin to do the truth. You come to the light so that your works may be shown to originate in God. And you have come to the light because this very sin in you, which displeases you, would not displease you if God did not first shine his light on you. And his truth shows it to you. But the one who loves his sin, even after being admonished, hates the light and flees from the light, so that his works that he loves may not be proved to be evil. Consider this. Little sins, if allowed to accumulate and not rejected, they lead to death. Like little drops of water swell the river. little grains of sand eventually become a heap that presses down and weighs down the sea little by little, unless it is pumped out, sinks the ship. And what does it mean to pump out? It means to confess that this is evil. And Jesus comes and takes away the sins of the world. And so when we confess, we are looking to Jesus as our Savior. And so, yes, God exposes sin. God is not your enemy. Instead, you have a Savior who loves you, a Savior who forgives you, a Savior who knows all the sins you have committed and still loves you. People don't do that, but your Savior does. Because Jesus was not sent to condemn the world, but Jesus was sent into this world to take on human flesh and blood for the purpose of suffering and dying on the cross, so that all who believe in him have eternal life. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all our understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.